This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doug the S on the air on the DJV show. Yes, Doug Steffen presents Jennifer Horn, J the H, and Victoria Keelan, V the K, and Kara Schillen, C the S. How's that for giving you a different identity? Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the day which begins the, this is Women's History Week and Women's History Month. Did you know that March was Women's History Month? Did you know that? Any or all of you? Come on, tell me. All you ladies, you didn't... I'm the one who has to tell you this is Women's History Month? Good Lord.
I knew that International Women's Day was this month, but I didn't know that we had a whole month dedicated to us. Wow.
Celebrate women for the whole month. Hip, hip, hooray. Good stuff. Speaking of women, people in the news, Kate and Meghan, along with Harry and William, made their first appearance all together. The stage on Wednesday of this week, first annual Royal Foundation Forum. It's a charity organization set up by William and Kate and Harry after Harry and Meghan tie the knot. She'll be a patron as well. First time all four have appeared together at an official royal event. I think they were last seen together on Christmas morning, though, right? They walked to church with the Queen. The royals, or royals and soon to be royal, use the forum to lay out their hopes and plans for the ongoing work that they're doing under the charitable umbrella of the Royal Foundation. They discussed why the foundation was set up for the projects they're currently working on and their ambitions for the future. For example, William opening up the address, welcoming Meghan in, saying that they were particularly happy that this is the first Royal Foundation event with Meghan, was met by warm applause from Kate and the people that were there from various charities. And then Meghan said she wants to hit the ground running after the wedding and, among other things, make sure that there is plenty of support for women's rights. She said, quote, I hear a lot of people speaking about girls' empowerment and women's empowerment, and you hear people saying they're helping women find their voices. I fundamentally disagree with that because women don't need to find their voices. They need to be empowered to use their voices. People need to be urged to listen to what they have to say. Now, that's pretty good, pretty smart, pretty good way of putting it, don't we think? Isn't that a good way of putting it? I think it is.
Yeah. It was interesting. She is, and she's very well-spoken, and I watched this little, it was all on video, and I watched the presentation of the four of them up on stage taking questions, and it was, they all seem to have a really nice chemistry together, which is great, and they talk about, they've been in meetings and stuff together, and they have different opinions and different personalities, and it's so funny, Kate is so reserved. She's really like the perfect role to be married, you know, to William.
You can almost be she's stiff enough to be the queen.
Yeah. And then Harry and Meghan are just like the freewheeling wild kids. And it's so funny because as Meghan was asked a few questions about the work that she's done and what she's going to be doing, she's so inherently American in her approach. And it's so funny she's really shaking up the whole dynamic. And even though she didn't say anything that was controversial, it's just her attitude and the way that she freely speaks her mind. Yes. It was great to see. I think it's a really nice mix for all of them.
Yep. All right, well, congratulations. Kind of a nice way to start the hour. 10 minutes after the hour. So what's the story on the Hicks resignation? I know that's trending this week and why people are surprised. One of Trump's closest aides and confidants. Jennifer, why is she hitting the road? What's the problem? Or is there a problem?
I don't know if people were surprised because all the insiders at the White House say that they had expected this for a little while. I guess there had been some talk about her leaving. She's the longest serving aide to President Trump, and they had a very close relationship. But Hope Hicks is only, I think, 28 or 29 years old, and she has been working a really tough job for the last 3 years, one that's all-encompassing, that just kind of consumes your whole life. And the burnout factor on what she's been doing is so high that most people only last a couple of years. years in that position. She's going on her third year, and I think it's just time for a change for her, probably to get back to living a little bit. So I think the president is sad. Ivanka, Hope Hicks actually started out as an assistant to Ivanka Trump at her company,
really?
And somehow ended up where she is. And everybody who has talked to her, including the media, who are not always, you know, super kind or overly kind to the administration, nor should they be, have had really nice things to say about Hope Hicks, that she always holds herself together in such a graceful way, and she acts the same under pressure that she does just on a regular day. So I think there's a lot of people that feel good things about her, and she's, I think, leaving. What did seem to catch the attention of the headlines in some of the mainstream news media outlets is that she testified before the House Intelligence Committee just a few days before her resignation. And so I think initially people thought, well, was that something, did she say something that may cause her to feel like she needs to leave, or is there some sort of scandal brewing? But according to most accounts, she's just ready for a change. She's just ready to make the move.
Is she still on the personal front? Is she still dating that Porter guy?
I don't know.
Okay, now I know who she is.
And then before that, she's not like, I know she's probably good at her job, but she's also had some scandals following her too. Before that, she was hooking up with some married guy too. I forget which one it was, but she's the one that Omarosa implied was the one who was sleeping her way to the top. She said, oh yeah, people like to accuse me of sleeping my way around. She said, I'm not doing that. She goes, there's already, that role's been filled. And then she didn't say Hope Hicks, but she kind of described what the person, you know, who the person was, and it was pretty obvious she was pointing the finger at Hope Hicks.
Judging by the behavior that I saw Omarosa display at the White House, I take whatever she says about the administration with a grain of salt, because she was acting so inappropriately. So, just from my own eyes,
I watched her.
I haven't heard that about Hope. Maybe it's true. Who knows?
Grungy.
Yeah, I forget who the married guy was, and Trump had actually made some comments. Sorry, Doug, but Trump had made some comments about, like, he made some crude comment about, like, how she was the best piece of A that the guy was going to get, and all kinds of. There's a lot of other stuff around Hope Hicks.
Well. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's odd. I was looking at Us Weekly today, and just all week long, the tabloids have been covering this. And I was thinking back, I thought, gosh, when Eric Holder left, or you know, one of these other key members of the Obama White House, or the Bush White House before that, did we cover it in the tabloids? And I don't know that we did.
All right, so let's see if this is in the tabloids. Scott Pruitt, who is the EPA administrator and a first-class boob, as far as I'm concerned. Has been criticized because he has lots of tickets that are in first class, and he says it's a security issue, but he's now going to start flying coach. I don't get that. There are a lot of things to be concerned about, and I think he's gone overboard on several trips and spent a lot of taxpayer money. At least he's been under scrutiny. That stuff does bother me, but what he's doing at the EPA more bothers me, as it affects farmers, because I'm a farmer, and what we were hoping the EPA would do is not what they're doing. They're doing things that are that show that they have an ignorant, they have a lack of knowledge, let's put it more positively, a lack of knowledge about what really is going on at the EPA, even though this guy, wasn't he the director of environmental protection in the state he came from before he was
He was the Attorney General, I believe.
Because he doesn't know anything.
I don't think he has any environmental background.
No,
he wanted to dismantle the EPA.
Right. Well, but he's dismantled, and the EPA certainly needs to be dismantled in some areas. But in the areas where it doesn't need to be dismantled, or where there needs to be more focus on things that need to come out and stuff going in, he's just taking a machete to everything, and in the wake of what he's doing, he's hurting farmers to the point where Sonny Perdue has to go around and kind of clean up after him. Sonny Perdue is the Secretary of Agriculture, and so Pruitt seems to be, because of his attitude, we all want to see big government get the hatchet job, but there are things that need to be done. And things that the good stuff, because never are any of these groups, as much as you hear me denigrate them, they're not all bad. There are some things that need to be regulated, but the problem is they are, and they're keeping the stuff that isn't good and taking stuff out that is good, and then they're not looking at the things that need to be pulled out on an individual basis. Okay, we'll cut all the EPA regulations over here in this department. That's not the way to do it. anyway.
The thing that I don't understand is this the big government aspect of all this. To me, Scott Pruitt is the environmental equivalent of Ajit Pai. And Ajit Pai, who was sat on the board of Verizon, and we all know his actions have been very transparent where his loyalties lie. It's all with the big telecommunications companies and repealing net neutrality. And Scott Pruitt's doing the same thing. He's friends with Monsanto. He's friends with Bayer.
Well,
he's friends with
making.
All these. So how is that draining a swamp? That's creating a bigger swamp with bigger
something.
Alligators.
What is very interesting to me, after being at that farm, I had 2 days this week at a farm symposium in Wisconsin, focusing a lot on the growth of hemp and how to help family farmers do this, that, and the other thing. And these are people, you could walk into the room and see.
Get a contact high?
No. Well, the proponents of selling hemp, yes. But the farmers who were there are my kind of people. Men and women who run family farms. And they are people who voted for Trump. Wisconsin went for Trump, and people voted for Trump. But they don't like that. I think what I'm spurred on by now, seeing the Pruitt thing, is some of the conversations that we had at the table at lunchtime on both days, talking about the things that they had hoped would be done versus the things that actually are being done. And most of the ire is aimed at Pruitt, because he hasn't pulled away the things that are the most problematic. The Food Safety Enhancement Act. That is a blizzard of bullcrap. 20 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4885. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Timeshare companies have the sales tactics to pull you in. Resort Release has the solutions to get you out. No more maintenance fees. No more rip-off deals. Getting out of your timeshare contract has never been easier thanks to ResortRelease.com. Call Resort Release today at 888-308-5955 for a free consultation or visit ResortRelease.com. You've invested in your future. Now it's time to invest in your freedom with ResortRelease.com at 888-308-5955.
We wanted a fresh new start without the pest of those increasing monthly maintenance fees that we can no longer afford.
And now, thanks to ResortRelease.com, we are out of our timeshare contract for good.
Best of all, ResortRelease.com offers a 100% money-back guarantee, so we had nothing to lose.
Call 888-308-5955 for a free consultation or visit ResortRelease.com. You've invested in your future. Now it's time to invest in your freedom. Visit ResortRelease.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is 23 after the hour. This is the time when it's 23 after the hour. The DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara with the story on The Bachelor. So we'll make way for The Bachelor's number one fan, Kara Schillen, to bring us up to date on the reason contestants don't get onto The Bachelor to begin with. Why is that?
Well, it might not be what you expect. When I first saw this story, I'm thinking, oh, maybe they're not cute enough. Maybe they're too psycho. No, it's because apparently they do all kinds of psychological tests on them and, you know, make sure they're in good shape and cute. But then they do a medical test, too. And apparently a vast majority of the people who try to get on the show actually have herpes.
Great.
Yeah. And sometimes I was reading this story the other day when it first came out. I think it's an excerpt from a book that just came out, Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure. And
it burns.
Yeah, it is. It's a guilty pleasure. I don't feel that great about watching it. But, yeah, apparently sometimes the producers are the first ones to tell the contestants that they have herpes. The contestants haven't even found out beforehand, and then they have to come out and say, yeah, we can't let you on the show, and also you might want to call your doctor up.
Ugh.
So
you can't let you on the show, and you may want to call up your doctor. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about going on the show, you know, you might just want to first go to the doctor and then also be cautious in case anybody got through that they didn't catch.
Well, I guess it's good news that all the people that we see on TV, we now know
they don't have tested. The herp.
And yeah, they're tested and approved. All right,
the
music
on the
time,
rise, though, so
25 after the hour. Keith Richards has apologized to his bandmate Mick Jagger for joking that his 73-year-old bandmate could get a vasectomy. Jagger and his girlfriend welcomed their first child. Jagger's had 8 children, a daughter named Devereaux. And Keith said, Mick's a randy old bastard. Time for the snip. It can't be a father at that age, those poor kids. After the interview was printed, Richards issued a statement apologizing for suggesting that Jagger ought to have a snip. He said, quote, I deeply regret the comments I made about Mick, which were completely out of line. I, of course, apologized to him in person. The swipe didn't prevent the Rolling Stones from announcing a European leg of their No Filter tour, 11-day trek, including the first UK gig in 5 years. Also in the interview that's in the Rolling Stone. Is it in the Rolling Stone? I think it is in the Rolling Stone.
The Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal. Why the heck are they interviewing him in the Wall Street Journal?
I know, right?
Oh, God. Anyway, he promised fans that a new album will come out pretty soon, or at least eventually, sometime. Quote, he said it'll happen, but it's in the early stages. We have some stuff down, which is interesting. It's more difficult for us to write together the further apart we are, but it also has its benefits in that we come back to it from a different angle. Rolling Stone's last release, Blue and Lonesome, their album of blues covers back in December 2016.
Do we Great think album. That Mick Jagger was upset about this? Because I personally think the quote is hilarious and also true. So I think it's funny that they're, you know, good
Mick
friends.
Mick ain't going to be too upset about anything.
Yeah, so frankly, I think it's funny that he apologized.
Also in the music world, Stevie Van Zandt and his band, The Disciples of Soul, benefiting Rock Education in the tour that kicks off April 29th in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Victoria, aiding the Teach Rock initiative of the Rock and Roll Forever Foundation, which provides multimedia lessons, plans for middle and high schools when it comes to music. He said, quote, music will forever be humanity's most effective and consistent source of inspiration and motivation. I think he's right there.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've learned music turns out to be our most solid common ground for establishing communication between teachers and students, which is where education begins. That's very smart. He has also added 4 additional dates in May for some more shows. Teach Rock was designed to compensate for decreased funding for the arts in schools, which is a big mistake, in my opinion. 28 after the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown owned small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Duty. Our duty is to be sweet, kind, intelligent, and affordable. We certainly are affordable. When's the last time you had to pay to listen to this program? You see the benefits of things that are free. You get what you pay for. Yeah. DJV, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air. Happy to be. We're trying to picture things as they are and present to you overviews of things that we all talk about. The weather is one of them. We have a wild storm that's hit the Midwest. Actually, it's gone all across the country. He actually got it in California early in the week, and then it traveled across and now central into the East Coast for the weekend. And circling back, there still isn't enough rain by any stretch of the imagination, Jennifer, to fix the drought problems. California could be facing a drought yet again, hot and dry, although it hasn't been hot this week for sure, still very dry. Los Angeles has received only 1.96 inches of rain. The average is 8.54 inches. San Francisco only 3.4 inches so far this year. Dry conditions have some of the weather people wondering if last year's wet conditions were a short reprieve. Well, this once again, it's La Nina and El Nino, right? Isn't that
right.
what affects?
And so the hope is, because I guess La Nina, which is the dry spot, that moved out of town during February. Typically, February is our wettest month, and so that's now gone. Mm-hmm. And so they were hoping for some late February, early March rain, and we got a little bit this week. We really only had one real storm this winter, and... Mm-hmm. So it was very cold. I noticed driving around.
Mudslide City, it was.
Yeah, driving around on Tuesday, it was really cold in California, and you could actually look up to the local mountains, and it was snowing up there, even though the sun was out, which was kind of a neat sight because we haven't seen it in a while. But it's supposed to still be cold, the cold temperatures, and we're supposed to get some more rain throughout the week. So maybe another shot, and hopefully some more rain in March, and we can catch up a little bit. Everybody presses the panic button. The problem with California is that we don't capture the water that actually falls out of the sky. We let it fall right back into the ocean.
Silly.
Until the government fixes that problem, then these rainy years aren't going to really help our situation.
Where is the leadership? Are these people all dunderheads? Does anybody have an ounce of common sense?
No. You know, Arizona, we're a desert.
Why would you catch the water and use it, for God's sake?
Yeah, what drives me nuts is that we are a desert, and so we should expect that sometimes it's going to be dry because we live in a desert. Arizona has the same issues, or should have the same issues that we do, but they've built these underground receptacles that catch all of the water. When it does rain, they hold it underneath the ground.
Yeah.
California, you think they could take a clue? No. We just let it all run right back into the ocean.
Spending all of billions of dollars building a subway under Wilshire, fall
on an earthquake fault.
Sign of an earthquake, yeah.
And then they won't even consider the idea, since we're letting all this water go into the ocean, and then if you say desalinization to an environmentalist, they'll freak out in California, saying, no, we cannot do that, we can't touch it. So
Where do these people come from? By the way, the snowpack accumulation, 21% of the average level on the mountains you were just talking about, just look that up. Up in the agricultural area, the Central Valley, farmers are being forced to cut corners when it comes to maintaining some of the crops like almonds and pistachios, avocados, because they need a lot of water. They're over-pumping and emptying out the wells, but the water supplies for other people are being affected by this. The water also, because of the way they farm and the way the pesticides go into the ground, some of them that aren't doing organic, these carcinogens, arsenic, uranium, nitrates, if for no other reason. You know, I was in the last half hour talking about Monsanto and how Roundup kills the weeds, but it doesn't kill the seeds. So you get three times as many weeds. Every time you kill a weed and it dies, the seeds go into the ground, and three times as many weeds come up. So, got to get the Roundup out again so I can kill more weeds. It's amazing, preposterous, actually. This kind of stuff goes on when there are other ways, frankly, of getting rid of. There's an old method we used to use on the farm. And one of the old farmers developed a butane burner. So he hooked the burner onto the cultivator. I don't know if any of you know or can visualize. We're so far removed from the farm, you know what a cultivator is, but it's
no
what
clue.
I used to use. You don't know what a cultivator is.
It's got the combs on the
front.
No
idea.
Right.
Doesn't it have those combs?
Well, it's sort of like a comb.
Stirs up the land. Yeah.
Yes. What it does is I had a couple of cultivators that I used on my corn, and we dragged down. There's 30 inches between the rows of corn, and you set the cultivator for 28 inches, and you put it, it's hydraulically controlled under the tractor, so you go into the field and you have the tires set so that they're right in the rows, and then the cultivator you drag behind you or underneath the tractor, and it breaks up the weeds and the soil, refreshes it so it's good for the corn that's growing or whatever may need to be cultivated, and that's how we got rid of the weeds. Now, this one fellow experimented with putting a burner, and now it's become a commercial product that some organic farmers use. There's a burner that they put on the cultivator that actually burns the weeds. It doesn't burn the corn or the other crops, but it burns the weeds, so the weeds, the seeds then can't regrow. So it's kind of an awkward thing, not as handy as putting Roundup in a sprayer and going up and down the rows, but it's much more effective. Anyway, how'd I get off onto that? We were talking about weeds. There are certain weeds that thrive in dry soil. And so that's another problem. The farmers themselves A lot of farmers now living below the poverty level. And this is just the farming circumstances in our country, the way we're treating agriculture, like we have no respect for it. People don't know anything about what goes on the farm. We have locavores who want to support the local farms, but there is so much promotion, so much money involved in selling crap that it's hard to overcome it unless you're really conscious yourself. You don't know how bad it is to eat a hot dog, for example. Rather than if you're eating meat, something that's some organic piece of beef. I don't eat meat, but I know that the kind of things that are in the processed meats are so bad for you. They really are.
Well, they're all labeled as known carcinogens now.
Yeah,
at this
but
point,
who reads the label?
Well, you know. Nitrates, all that stuff.
Yeah, horrible stuff. Okay, the fact that both Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods are raising the age to buy guns, did Walmart jump on the bandwagon because it was the right thing to do or because they want to compete with Dick? And one wonders, you know, I had forgotten Walmart is apparently the second largest seller of guns in the country. Is that right? Behind Dick's?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if it's behind Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods already didn't sell the type of gun that was used in this attack. So Dick's is jumping into this to get a little bit of publicity in all of the
I thought the guy
chaos.
Bought his gun that at Dick's.
Not the one bought
gun.
A gun. He bought a gun at Dick's Sporting Goods. Typically, right now, I think the only place you can even buy guns from Dick's Sporting Goods is from their Field and Streams location, which is not every single Dick's Sporting Goods. So it's not like this was a huge sacrifice. Walmart's following suit and saying they're going to make sure that you're 21 to buy a gun. Look, I'm all for business, and whatever works for your business, I'm going to support. So I'm not going to hit Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods for making these decisions because I'm a pro-business person. I think it's a little bit silly, and I think that when we look at what really went wrong in Florida, we have plenty of rules on the books that could have stopped this guy, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And it's because we had a complete breakdown of our system.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different reasons for that, and you could go through all of them.
Campaign
but the system
finance
broke down.
Reform, baby.
Well, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with that 50 calls. 50 calls were made. This kid himself called in. He was screaming for help. The school system failed. Local law enforcement failed. The FBI failed. And a lot of it has to do, we talked about it a little bit a few days ago, with this Promise program, where this kid would have been arrested. He was bringing weapons to school, but because of the Promise program, they were not allowed to arrest him because you can't arrest a kid going to school because I guess it was thought under the Obama administration that there were too many young black men in jail. And so a way to do that is to change the law so we don't arrest them if they're doing something wrong. Mm. And this kid would have been arrested. We could have put him in the system. But guess what? Wasn't allowed to happen. And I don't think that has anything to do with Dick's Sporting Goods or Walmart. But if they want to make themselves part of the story, well, I guess more power to them.
44 past the hour, DJV time. I'm looking at CNN.com. Listen to the headlines. All of you can go there if you want. I'm just chuckling. NRA, Trump's meeting on guns, great TV but bad policy. Trump shuts down congressman's concealed carry push. Trump repeatedly upends GOP lawmakers in gun session. Watch Senator Feinstein's reaction to Trump's gun proposal. Trump calls out senators, you're afraid of the NRA. Trump claims that he will ban bump stocks. Trump to lawmakers, take the gun first, go through due process second. It's Trump. Bernstein and Woodward compare Trump and Nixon. It's laughable, these guys. It really is. They have nothing going for them. If it weren't for Trump, they'd be out of business. It really is pretty amazing. I just find it amusing. They're such a bunch of phonies. That's why we're in the Walmart pew here. Let's do some food news. Walmart has removed St. Patrick tea because they're offensive to the Irish.
Yeah, have you ever seen those T-shirts that say like, "Kiss me, I'm Irish"? Yeah,
yeah,
apparently
except these
those
didn't
are offensive.
Say that. that's not what these T-shirts. What did
they say?
Oh, they said all kinds of, there's a bunch of slogans. I don't have it right in front of me, but there's
can't
a bunch of slogans.
Can't regret what you don't remember, St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Irish drunk, whatever. Jack, Jim, Johnny, Jonathan.
Yeah, so this one makes me laugh. I don't know Victoria, tell me if this one makes me laugh. The forefathers of St. Patrick's Day, Jack, Jimmy, Johnny, and Jameson, which after taking my bartending class, I'm like, wait, only one of those is Irish whiskey.
Right.
Why are the other three fathers of an Irish holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, the Irish...
Look, I'm Irish. I know Victoria's probably a little closer to her Irish roots. I'm half Irish, half Czech. This kind of makes me laugh. Irish drunk, whatever. Who cares? Is that really offensive?
Well, apparently the Irish-American groups who wrote to Walmart thought it was. One of the notes said, St. Patrick's Day is a holy day in Ireland. We ask if you would sell offensive stereotypical T-shirts on Dr. Martin Luther King Day or Puerto Rican Day or St. Joseph's Day and so
forth. That is true. You would never see a Puerto Rican Day, you know, T-shirt that had something offensive about it. You would definitely not see that about Martin Luther King Day. Yeah, it is true. That Irish get dumped on that.
But these shirts aren't necessarily being sold to Irish people. They're being sold to Americans in this country where St. Patrick's Day has a whole different meaning.
St. Patrick's Day in New York is the worst. I just stay indoors.
Stay home.
In today's automotive news, what's new in dealerships for 2019? Ford will be selling a new 2019 Edge and introducing for the first time ever a performance SUV, the Edge ST. Honda will be reissuing the Insight brand. The new Insight will be positioned between the Accord and the Civic and will have a two-motor full hybrid system. It is positioned as a replacement for the Honda Civic Hybrid and is expected to get around 50 miles a gallon. For more and to see the Insight, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Let's face it, there's nothing worse than sitting in traffic. But one way to help avoid traffic congestion is with Waze, a smart navigation and map app with over 65 million users. What makes Waze different than other nav apps? Well, we asked Mike Wilson from Waze.
Waze is a free, real-time, crowdsourced traffic and navigation app that is powered by millions and millions of drivers around the world. So what Waze does, and how this differs from Google Maps, is in another, you know, Apple Maps and anything else, is actually pulls in real-time data from the millions of drivers on the road and then updates your route in real-time. So it pulls in everything like traffic and congestion, police presence, potholes, road closures, whatever it may be, to really get you where you need to go as fast as possible.
Download Waze for free at the App Store and Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here it is at 53 past the hour on the DJV Experience Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan here gets to shine once again. Our focus is on Spotify, and then we're going to answer the question, why does Amazon send you pictures of your front porch? That coming up right after this important technical news.
The Geek Out.
The new Skydio R1 sets the bar for a fully autonomous drone. It is packed with 13 cameras, uses machine learning, deep neural networks, and has an NVIDIA Jetson AI supercomputer. And if you don't know what any of that means, it's okay. Trust me, it is a stunning amount of computing power packed into a cutting-edge drone capable of following a person even through a forest while shooting cinema-quality 4K video angles and avoiding objects at the same time. It's really hard to give justice to what the Skydio R1 can do, but the guys over at Tested.com have a great 20-minute video that does just that. I've got a link to that video and more details of the new $2,500 Skydio R1 in our Twitter timeline at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti on Over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, so Spotify is going to go out. I was sort of surprised with this, given all the activity this week and who's going to own iHeartRadio and the people at SiriusXM. I don't want to get too technical here, but there's a lot of movement in the stock world, the ownership world of media, not news media necessarily, but all forms of audio media. And so Spotify has overtaken Pandora, right, in terms of how many people use it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. For sure. And now they're actually, Spotify has been doing so well, they're ready to press play on their IPO. And mm-hmm. so they filed paperwork yesterday for a $1 billion initial public offering. And they're going to trade on the stock exchange under the ticker SPOT, S-P-O-T. And it was, of course, Spotify was founded more than a decade ago, and they've been instrumental in shaping what music streaming really is.
So how are they different than Pandora or Apple or Google or any of these other?
Same business model, and it really, but they just are more popular. They have 159 million monthly users. Yeah. 71 million actually are paying customers, so they have the premium subscription. And Apple Music, which launched a couple years ago, only has half that amount. So they are way, way ahead of Google Music and Pandora and Apple. So
you use them? Do the two of you use them?
I actually don't use Spotify. I used to use Pandora a little bit. I never really liked it, though. I thought it was very clunky. So I've been using Tidal. That's the one that Jay-Z bought, and I love Tidal. But it's very, very small.
Kara, what do you listen to?
I use Spotify just because I think it has the widest range of music. Tidal is nice. Tidal's playlist curation is a lot better than Spotify, but they don't have as much music on it. And Pandora, just you don't get to choose what you want to listen to. It's just randomly picked for you. So I use Spotify the most.
All right, Victoria, why is Amazon sending pictures of my front porch to me?
Well, this is a new program that they're trying out. It's been quietly working behind the scenes for the last 6 months. Now it's going to be rolling out. You'll eventually see pictures of your package delivered on your front porch or behind your shrub, wherever the Amazon person has put your package. It does two things. It helps people understand or figure out where their package has been left if they were at work when it was delivered. And secondly, it protects Amazon. So many people are stealing packages now. Yeah, that it actually gives Amazon proof that they did, in fact, deliver the package. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Who is it that delivers? Who used to? What was this thing? Somebody delivers? What was the slogan for somebody? Somebody. Nice.
I guess we'll never find out.
Because it's time 59 after.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.